This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 21st. God's word for you today is personalized promise. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 11 to 12. And it says, I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So, give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. Our first lesson from Caleb is that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. In fact, God gives us a promise so that that promise will keep us alive. And when you keep the promise alive, when you hold on to the promise has a way of keeping you alive, of preserving your life. Someone told me that God promised him children. Then one day, he said he was in a plane that was going through very serious turbulence. So serious that the pilot said, make peace with God if you're religious, because they were not sure they will survive. He said he was not bothered because he knew that the promise had not come to pass, so the plane will land. He said that everyone else was panicking and there was just one name that everybody was shouting. The name was Jesus. Even people with hijab were shouting, Jesus, because there is no other name under heaven given unto man by which we can be saved, but the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Please read. He said, the reason he did not flinch was God told him he would have children, and the promise, he said, kept him alive. Some people in that plane had died literally before the plane even crashed. Are you living your life as if you are dead? You need to go back to the promise. What has God given you? What has he said to you? Remember it and hold on to it. When you gave your life to Jesus, you had the zeal to win souls and to talk to people about Jesus. You wake up thinking about strategies to infiltrate your office for Christ. But things happened, and now you go to the office with your shoulders drooping and just feeling defeated. That has to change today in the name of Jesus. God is saying to you, while you find that you are losing your fight, it means you have lost sight of the promise. Your faith is failing because you have lost sight of the promise. What I'm saying is, if you stay in faith, you will not lose your fight. If you keep believing what God has said, God will make it come to pass. If you believe God, you will not lose your fight. Note that believing and having faith are not passive. From how you speak and from your body language, we can tell whether you believe God or not. You want God to do what he said he will do so that you will know that God is faithful, but that is not faith. Faith is God is faithful even though it appears he has not done what he said he will do. He is faithful because he will do what he says he will do. Caleb understood that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. For you to take that mountain, you need to understand that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, when I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.